just heard The Feed Band with Outsider. For more information, log on to thefeedband.com. Welcome to the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we're going to be speaking with the Redland. And you're in for a major treat as we are flying and traveling all the way to Hotlanta. It's pretty hot out there, I'm sure, because hot is in the name. We're going to be playing music by the band and talking with them. But before we do that, we are going to hear Changing Modes with Dinosaur. For more information, log on to changingmodes.com.
臨時ニュースをお伝えします。臨時ニュースをお伝えします。巨大怪獣が相模湾沖に出没し、東京方面へ向かっているものです。
This is Irv of the Redland, and we're talking with Turtle right now, but first, listen to our new track, Tonight.
Is there a drug we should be on? Is this enough? Do you feel you belong? Yeah. Cause your eyes can hide what you should see. A lie revealed so truthfully. But now's the time for you and me to put it to an end right now. Cause tonight I'm gonna get it. Tonight I want it all. Tonight push to the limit. Tonight give it my all. Tonight I'm gonna get it. Tonight I want it all. Tonight push to the limit. Tonight give it my all. Do I go up? I go down. I go in. I go out, I go left, I go right. But we gon' see tonight. Do I go up, I go down? I go in, I go out, I go left, I go right. But we gon' see tonight, see tonight. Oh, yeah, yeah. Nah, yeah. I always dreamed of a day when I could live my way. And I would care less what anybody had to say. I'd live my life like every second was something truly precious. Like every single minute had to push it to the limit. But tonight is gonna be different. Tonight we living large. Tonight we in control. Tonight we taking charge. When we step on the scene, it's like we living our dream. Cause I'm impeccably clean. Onlookers think that I'm mean. Cause I got a mean pair of shades, mean pair of shoes. Loving for my looks or my status, you choose. Every girl I mess with is front page news, cause they know that these dudes over here refuse to lose. We can't be stopped, can't even be contained. I got a wild streak that'll never be tamed. An addiction to late nights and fast ladies. So follow me, baby, tonight's gonna be crazy.
Cause tonight will be the best night of our lives. And tonight will be more than we were before, we were before, yeah.
Cause your eyes can hide what you should see, a lie revealed so truthfully. But now is the time for you and me, yeah,
to put it to an end.
Oh, right, yeah.
And you are back on the playlist. You just heard the song Tonight by The Redland. And with me is Kos and Irv from the band. Guys, what's up?
What's up? What's happening?
Nothing much. Dude, okay, so usually I like to save my favorite track for the end or kind of the middle. But I just had to go off the bat with Tonight. That is my favorite track that you sent in. And it just blew me away. It deals with a lot of a different melody that I'm used to. I like how it's soft, and then it just goes into it. Can you tell me about the making of that song?
That song is one of my favorites, and I really appreciate you for liking that one. It came together for us. It's a song that is talking about, you know, for once living, you know, your life to the limit and doing all the things that you wanted to do. What I think is beautiful about the song is that it's almost, for us, it's almost like the song you would play before the big event, you know, in these movies where the team is in the locker room and everything's all solemn and you know something big is about to happen. And for us, that's kind of what that song represented. It kind of goes into just making that decision before you go out for the night, before you do anything, that you're going to make this a night to remember. And, you know, it's kind of just a song saying that, you know, no holds barred, and, you know, tonight things are going to be different. Tonight I'm going to be different, and nothing's going to be the same, and I'm making a choice. You know, it's a song delivered in a very serious way, but, you know, what it leads to is can be anything. You know, it's fun or lighthearted or intense. But, you know, it's a song about, you know, I'm not playing games no more. We about to go in.
Here's the thing. You guys are different. You guys are coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, or Hotlanta, as I like to call it. I really love just the musical explosion that Atlanta has had. Every time I get a band from there, it's always something different. Tell me about the musical diversity of Atlanta and how you guys are trying to be a part of that.
Atlanta does have a rich history of that, you know, and we didn't grow up here. We actually moved here from college, but we both realized that we were very inspired by all this different Atlanta music, whether it be, you know, the bands that are out here or even the popular groups like Outkast or Goody Mob, like people who really, for us, were like pushing the limits of the genre. You know, they weren't just content with being hip-hop artists and saying what hip-hop artists say. They were really trying to expand what people thought about it. So we were definitely just real inspired by that, and that's the energy that we wanted to capture, you know, with our sound.
And if you want to capture the Redland sound, log on to theredlandmusic.com. There you can get in contact with them via Facebook, Twitter, and so forth. I also noticed while I was checking you guys out, and thank you, by the way, because like I said, this show is all about connecting with musicians from outside of Los Angeles. So thank you guys for contacting me. I thought that was very cool. And now we're able to have this dialogue. But I noticed that you guys have been doing this for quite some time. I believe since what, like 2005?
We've always been independent artists, and we it's kind of weird, but we're very, I guess, patient, because we just always wanted to grow, and we just knew that the longer we were at it, the better we would sound. So I guess it's almost like, you remember in Bill and Ted when they were performing, and then they went into a time machine and just practiced, and then they came out and they were really good. That's how we've always felt about our music. So we're actually very calculated with when we want to release stuff or whatever, because we know that we're always trying to grow and progress as artists. But yeah, we've been doing this since about 2004, 2005.
Have you ever gone back to those earlier songs and listened to them and thought where you were at that particular moment?
Yeah, I mean, I tell people all the time, it's funny being, when you make music and you put it out there, it's almost like releasing pages of your diary, because it's a snapshot of where you were. And, you know, you look back and, you know, you are impressed somewhat about the things that you were doing, but then, you know, there's some things you're always like, oh, I could do that better now, or this could be different now. But, you know, it's beautiful to see, you know, where we were at the time and to go back and appreciate it. And especially when other people go back and listen to old things and they appreciate it. It's, you know, it's one of the gifts of making music, is that, you know, your life is kind of documented in a weird way.
One of the things about this longevity is that you guys are extremely focused. What keeps you motivated to be focused?
You know, I would say, I guess part of the real motivation is now with social media. People contact you and just, they'll let you know how your song has impacted them, or, you know, they'll give you that extra motivation to keep on pushing. Now, we've always been initially motivated by just this kind of sense of duty, I guess. Like, you know, we were so inspired by the people we were listening to growing up, whether it be like Tupac or Bob Marley or John Lennon, all these different artists really had an impact on us. And I think that we wanted to do that for another generation. We wanted to, you know, just, I guess, help them look at the world in a positive light. So we wanted to be that type of influence. So at first it was like that kind of sense of, hey, man, we could really help some people out with our music. But now it's really a lot of the fans who contact us and just, they keep us on our toes, you know, like, when's the new music coming out? When's the new music coming out? So they definitely provide a lot of motivation for it.
Now, you were mentioning your influences. Was Nirvana one of your influences?
Yeah, Nirvana is definitely one of our influences. You know, storytelling and just self-reflection in a way is something that I think we picked up. I mean, any artist that was really able to hit to the heart of, you know, what all people feel, you know, the vulnerabilities. And sometimes that could be a very scary place. And that's a place where, you know, they weren't afraid to go. I mean, they took it deeply in that realm. And just to speak to the common person, you know, like he was saying, you know, when our fans talk to us, you know, they reflect that. And you know, that's one thing, I mean, we love about Nirvana. We, you know, we were young. We come from that MTV generation where, you know, the music video was big. You come home after school and the first thing you did was, you know, watch MTV or something. So you know, definitely influenced by them and a lot of other groups of that era.
I say this because the next song that we're about to play is Don't Know What It Means, and in this song you sample Nirvana. So I just thought it was really interesting, that decision, especially Don't Know What It Means, because that's a lyric from Nirvana, from In Bloom. And so I was just curious about what came first. Was it the title, and then you're like, hey, that's a Nirvana song or a Nirvana quote, and then you sampled it, or did the sample come first and then the title second?
We actually thought about the sample first and foremost, because you know, when we do mixtapes, we always like to do them in a manner of, you know, if we could, who would we want to work with? You know, if we had a limited reach, who would we want to work with? And Nirvana was one of those groups that, like you said, really inspired us. Now, the thing that's kind of scary towards that is that when you sample somebody, you know, a lot of the original fans of that aren't going to like it. Just, they, you know, they're just not going to like somebody changing that music that inspired them a lot. But I guess luckily for us, when we debuted that song, we were actually in California and we were performing at the Roxy. And I remember this one girl came up to us and she was like, yeah, I'm a real big Nirvana fan and I really like that y'all did that. And I was like, oh, all right, cool. Because, you know, I know how I am with a lot of samples and it was a big honor that she was a fan, but she also liked what we did with the song.
Yeah, I really liked what you did with that song too. Now, just to give you guys a little insight, you guys sent me 5 songs, and it was tough trying to, and you know, I usually only play 4, so it was tough trying to figure out which of the 4 out of the 5 I was going to play. And, you know, part of me didn't want to play Don't Know What It Means, but I really liked the song, and I did like the sample. So I was like, I got to leave it in. It was so tough. So that shows you that I did like what you did to it, you know? So let's do this. Let's take a break. Let's hear that song, and then we're going to have more with my guest, The Red Line, right here on The Playlist.
Just wanna dress clean, get high, pop beans, find girls to demean. Sees how they deep gleam, sees how they sip lean, sees how they act up. Now he wanna cause a scene, making up for the attention he was missing as a teen. Now dude's a wild thing like Charlie Sheen, but he ain't major league, he ain't even on the team. He just loves to deceive, acts like he lives the dream. In reality, things ain't all what they seem. Always on campus, ain't enrolled in a thing. He just looking for a chick to live with another scheme. Looking for the broad with the lowest self-esteem. Talk her out of money to cop them ice creams that he saw Pharrell rocking in that Vibe magazine. He don't know what true king treats a lady like a queen. Caught up in the image, but he don't know what it means.
He's the one who likes all our pretty songs. And he likes to sing along.
Forgive me for the things I've done and all the things I did not say. Please excuse me if you shot your gun. I didn't mean to sound that way. I tried my best to give to you all that I have left. Always speak the truth, do the best I can to help you understand, to be a better man. But maybe that's all over. Everything I did was to survive. You can't walk in my shoes, but still you tried. Now what does it mean you don't know why? Why don't you spread your wings and fly? But still I pray you find the day that you can say you found your way. You live for you, you find your truth in everything you do. You know what it means.
Yeah. up? This is Coast, and if you like what you're listening to, you can catch us at theredlandmusic.com.
If I were you, I'd stay far, far away. She's a love thief. I take her of love.
A million light years from the sun. That's how far it seems to stray from me. Do you have any idea what you've done? Girl, I got a couple words for you. Now I knew you liked to have fun. And everybody needs a change sometimes. But on stage in front of everyone, girl, what were you thinking? Girl, have you lost your mind?
Love Thief right here on the playlist by The Redland, which you can find at theredlandmusic.com. Have you guys ever stolen love?
I think I've been a love thief before in my day. I would have to admit that I've been on both sides of that horrible, horrible crime. Irv, how about you?
Definitely. I'm thinking of a couple of angry females right now, so It's unfortunate that it happens, but I think we had to do a track to kind of represent that feeling that you have when you're on the wrong end of, of having affection for somebody and it not turning out how you thought.
One of the things I always say to everybody, especially like when they're going into like a relationship, is say don't ever think about what could ever go wrong. You know, because the moment you think that, the exact opposite happens and then just shit hits the fan and it never works out. I always tell people that because just go into it being open, you know. I was wondering, have you guys ever done any rap battles?
Interesting thing about that is we actually, I was just watching the battle this weekend.
what was it, the Total Slaughter battle. And Coast was asking me, he was like, oh, would you ever do that? And I it looks like fun. I haven't been a part of that. I've always been a writer. And I've never really gotten into that part of the culture as far as like freestyling and battling people. But it looks fun, man. And I think those dudes are doing a real justice to the culture, getting out there and doing these real intricate battles, like guys like Hollow the Don and Arsenal. Like these guys are really great lyricists, and then they kind of translate it into this real kind of interesting art form where it's half performance and half lyrical. So it's a really cool thing, and I don't know, like I'm all over YouTube now just looking at past battles, but nah, I've never done that.
Have you ever thought about you and Coast battling?
You know, I think that would be hilarious. I don't know who would win, man. It would be a lot of fun. You know, battling somebody that you're really cool with. You know, we have a weird competitiveness within our group in the sense that we're always trying to, you know, everybody, you know, each one of us wants to make sure that we're pushing the group. So whenever we make songs or whatever, you know, we kind of try to take it to each other, not in a bad way, but just in the sense that we're both trying to be the best we can. Now, I will say this. If we are ever approached, if shots are fired across the bow, we will definitely engage in battle. We're not afraid, you know, just to say that. You know, just want to put that out there.
Okay, cool. Right now, there's a ton of people that are listening that are probably going to email you or challenge you. And hey, to get a hold of them, log on to theredlandmusic.com. It'll definitely be interesting if, like, you have, like, 100 people challenging you guys, you know?
Hey, man, I'll have a busy day then.
Now, I heard that you guys were looking for a DJ. Is that still going on?
We actually just, our last show was the first time we worked with a live band, and it was like such an awesome experience. And we worked with a DJ before, but I guess what we're looking for with that is to find somebody who will kind of add towards our music and not necessarily do the same things that we have, but provide like a different influence, you know? So we're definitely fans of DJs in general, like, you know, when we go out and it might be EDM or hip hop or whatever, but just kind of a fan of what they do as an art. So now that we're working with a live band, we just thought it would be the next evolution in our group to have like a DJ influence, you know?
So you're not looking for a radio DJ that says, hey guys, coming up right now, let's put our hands over the red light. No, not that one, right?
Nah, not exactly.
That would be funny, though. You're like, oh, we got the wrong type of DJ.
Yeah. That would be funny.
Now, the last song that we're going to play is going to be No Sleep. And I'm very concerned. You guys are not getting any, I guess, enough sleep. Are you guys at least napping?
There are periods where our eyes are closed. I think, you know, I don't know if they qualify as napping or not, but... there's no sleep thing, man. A lot of people have taken it pretty far, man, to the point where I really am afraid to sleep because, you know, I don't want to be called a hypocrite. And, you know, a lot of my friends, ever since, you know, we've been promoting this, you know, it's like we can't stop moving because they're like, oh, y'all don't sleep, and there's no sleep, and we always going. So, you know, we might want to think a little differently next time on the next single because we're not getting a lot of rest these days.
No rest for the weary, huh? Well, here's the thing, guys. Now here's the golden rule that you can abide by. If it's an hour and a half, that is a nap. Anything anything over 2 hours, that's sleep. So, you know, as long as you can, you know, get an hour and a half every like 3-4 hours, that's considered nap time.
Yeah, exactly. What's funny is how we came up with it was last time we were on the West Coast, we were in Cali, we shot a video, and the video shoot ran from probably like 2 p.m. to 6 a.m. And so we were awake that whole time, and
by the time we left the shoot, we were tired, but we had scheduled a couple meetings with a couple labels and a couple of magazines. And they were like, all right, guys, we understand you don't want to do it. And Coach and I were like, nah, you know what? We can sleep when we die. You know, we came here to do this. And that's how motivated we are to get our message and our music out that, look, we'll handle that later. Sleep can come later. But right now we're focused. So that's the overall message of the song. Now, I'm a fan of sleep, but I'm more of a fan of working.
Okay, very cool. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show, and get some naps at least. And for more information on the band, log on to theredlandmusic.com. And we leave you now with No Sleep.
We sleep when we die. No sleep, no sleep. We sleep when we die. No sleep, no sleep. We sleep when we die. No sleep, no sleep. We sleep when we die. Those don't know speak, we speak but no lie. Those don't know cheat, we cheat but no why. Those don't know weak, we strong, we so fly. Those don't know sleep, we sleep when we die. Do my thing when I'm in LA, when I'm in NY. Do my thing when in ATL, when I'm in the shy. Do my thing when I'm out in London, tell the queen hi. Do my thing when I'm in New Orleans, when I'm in Dubai. No sleep, no sleep, no sleep when we die. No sleep, no sleep, no sleep when we die. No sleep, no sleep, no sleep when we die. No sleep, no sleep, no sleep when we die. One thing I'm not is a bore, you never know what's in store. They with me, demands and encore. They don't make them like this no more. I'm the last of a dying breed. Tell me what you need. Matter of fact, you should just get back. I could take the lead, I told her chill. She could have a feel, I could flip the bill. Look, her face look like she from the States, her body from Brazil. She dancing like she from an O. Music be like gold, go. Hope there's a chance she could do that dance while I take a photo. Those don't know speak, we speak but no lie. Those don't know cheat, we cheat but no why. Those don't know weak, we strong, we so fly. Those don't know sleep when we die. Do my thing when I'm in LA, when I'm in NY. Do my thing when in ATL, when I'm in the shy. Do my thing when I'm out in London, tell the queen hi. Do my thing when I'm in New Orleans, when I'm in Dubai. No sleep when we die. No sleep, no sleep. No sleep when we die. No sleep, no sleep. No sleep when we die. No sleep, no sleep. No sleep when we die. Now the later it gets, that's the harder we go. Tell a hater no trip, got no time for no show. This is good as it gets, ain't no place you should go. When we turn up, we'll turn up, we turn up for sure. When that boom, boom, boom hit, girl just boom, boom them hips. She say, what you know about it? I say, you don't know about this. You ain't up, you ain't down. You ain't us, you ain't round. Ain't no sleeping, ain't no yawning. We'll be creeping in the morning. Do my thing when I'm in LA, when I'm in NY. Do my thing when in ATL, when I'm in the shy. Do my thing when I'm out in London, tell the queen hi. Do my thing when I'm in New Orleans, when I'm in Dubai.
What's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.